Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
That song's got some bite, huh?
Yeah, it's the...
Tainted.
Yeah, it's a little more aggressive version of Tainted Love.
I've actually got a rejoinder for this. I would have known.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
See that? Love? Tainted Love?
Nicely done.
Yeah, whatever.
We're discussing back-to-school technology. You go back to school, you got to buy a new computer, you got to update the old computer, you got to find homework resource sites, whatever. We got all kinds of information posted at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see all of Mike Hell's hard work.
You will see that.
While you're there, feel free to sign up for our weekly newsletter, including you folks that have Juno that someday may actually be able to get our newsletter again, since Juno's...
Maybe sign up with a non-Juno address. There's lots of free places out there. I'm sure you know where they're at.
Yahoo.com,
Hotmail.
Hotmail.com. Anyway, we've got some tips on how to use some filtering that's built into Outlook 2003. A little story on how simple or short message services, a little text messaging on telephones, how that's being used to cheat in school now.
SMS?
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's Michael wanted to point out that there were no Microsoft alerts this week.
Which is big news.
Security alerts.
And hopefully those of you who are saying, what are they laughing about right now, you make sure you go to Windows Update. If you haven't done it in a while, there are some big ones out there. That, in fact, Microsoft spent a lot of time on a few things. They sent out special emails. They've put some things out in the media because there's a couple of nasty vulnerabilities that exist for all OSs that Microsoft has made that really, really can do you some bad. So make sure you, if you haven't been lately, go to WindowsUpdate.com.
Okay, the translation there is that if you have any form of Windows...
Yes.
Just in case you don't know what an OS is.
I'm sorry.
Any form of Windows, those vulnerabilities do exist. If you've not been to WindowsUpdate.com in the recent past, say in the last 30 days, you definitely want to get up there and take a look.
Yes.
It will look at your machine, tell you what you're missing, and allow you to choose what you want to download.
It's good at that.
It is good. Let's talk to Jeff in Phoenix, who has a question about used laptops.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So far, so good.
Great. I'm just pretty much looking for a... like a cheap price of buying a used laptop. I'm not sure where to look for, or, you know, just in a paper or on eBay.
You a gambling man, Jeff?
I am.
You must be.
Yeah, I like going to the casinos around here.
Used laptops can be somewhat of a gamble because laptops, unlike regular computers, are very proprietary in nature, where if something is wrong with the laptop that you may not know about when you buy it, the cost of getting a replacement or fixing that may be more than the laptop is worth. Whereas with a regular computer, they're fairly modular, and you can take out if the modem's bad and replace that fairly easily. You can replace memory, add things very easily. In a laptop, it's much harder and more expensive to do that sometimes.
And the price of a used laptop, that if it's got any kind of capability at all, is probably the price of a brand new desktop.
Really?
Yeah. See, the problem is with laptops, you know, if somebody really needs a laptop, the only used laptop that makes sense is somebody that bought it, doesn't really need it, and is willing to sell it for a real low price, only had it for the last 6 months or a year.
Or maybe a company that had to lay off a bunch of employees and has a bunch of them they need to just unload, something like that.
Right, but every other situation, it's like if it's a usable device, then a corporation generally will find use for it until it's no longer usable. So you take the chance of buying something that's pre-broken. Two, you take the chance of buying something you think is going to work, and then you try to load programs you want to run, and because it's too old, you really can't run those apps, and so now you have a useless boat anchor. Three, you're going to run into a situation real shortly down the road where you have to replace a component. It's like, well, that keyboard's $320 because you can only get it from this one manufacturer, or you spill a Coke in it, or any of those kinds of things. So it's really, really risky. So unless you know the person personally, I generally don't recommend that you buy a used laptop off the street, even from somebody that's selling retail, because they can't even tell you for sure what's going to happen with that. You know, what happens if the hard drive crashes? You know, there's all kinds of things that they can't detect. There's just no way to do it. The used equipment business is real, real tough.
In computers especially, because it turns over, that there's in every given calendar year, the computers go through a cycle faster than any other product out there on the planet right now. Where cars, every year they come out with a new model. In computers, they come out with five or six new of the similar kind of model changes in a year easily.
But see, I mean, something that sold for $1,500 a year or 2 years ago, they might want $600 or $700 for now, right?
Right.
Well, you can buy a desktop for that. So
if you really got to have a laptop and you're a gambling man and you really want to go that route, then yes, you kind of alluded to that there's eBay out there. Make sure you find somebody who has a good feedback rating. They've sold lots of things. Also, the paper is something you can try, but, you know, again, I would be a little careful on these kinds of things.
A lot of con artists out there. You got to be careful. The problem is weeding through these guys and finding the real good deals, and you just, you know, unfortunately, you don't know until it's too late.
Right. What about, like, CompUSA or any of those?
Well, they don't deal in any used at all.
Yeah, none of the national companies are really dealing so much with used. If you want a discounted price, you can look at, like, refurbished stuff from, like, Dell and some of those other places, but you don't get that much of a discount, and you're getting something that clearly has already been broken.
Right.
You know,
but at least you get a warranty. At least it's something that's fairly new. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't need the portability, don't pay for it, because you're going to double. It doubles the price, generally, for a comparable machine between a laptop and a desktop.
Another quick thing you might look at is if some place is discontinuing something, floor models, things like that, because they generally come with a full warranty, although they may have been used out on the floor, so, you know, you might save some money there.
Yeah, but you're only going to save, like, 10% or something, so I don't know if it's going to be worth it to you.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Also, anybody thinking laptop's the way to go, really examine that, because lugging those things around is a real pain.
One segment of show left when we come back from the news, so we'll take more of those calls and questions and visit datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section in the meantime.